这剧情连电视剧编剧都不敢这么写。
This plot is so outrageous that even a TV screenwriter wouldn't dare to write it.
如果说要评选2026年最惨的男人，
If we were to nominate the most unfortunate man of 2026,
山东淄博的江洪涛绝对榜上有名。
Jiang Hongtao from Zibo, Shandong, is definitely the best.
在开始今天的深度复盘之前，
Before we start today's in-depth review,
我要先做一个紧急刊物。
I want to publish an emergency publication first.
在昨天发布的视频里，
In the video released yesterday,
我把江洪涛赠给大儿子的那套房产位置口误说成了横台县，非常抱歉。
I mistakenly said that the property gifted by Jiang Hongtao to my son was located in Hengtai County, and I apologize for this.
根据媒体披露的诉讼材料，
According to the disclosure of litigation materials by the media,
准确地址应该是山东省淄博市环台县的恒生未来城，一字之差。
The accurate address should be one character off, that is, Hensheng Future City, located in the county of Huantai, Zibo City, Shandong Province.
谬以千里。
Mislead.
在这里特意更正一下。
Let's correct this here.
也感谢大家的细心指正。
Thank you for your careful corrections.
5月27日。
May 27th,
也就是前天，这起抚养22年梁子非亲生的案件再次开庭。
The case of 22-year-old Liang Zifei, who was allegedly murdered by his own father, was reopened in Fiang.
根据多家媒体的报道，
According to reports from several media outlets,
以及对原告江洪涛及其代理律师的采访，
and interviews with the plaintiff Jiang Hongtao and his legal representative.
这起案件背后牵扯出的利网，
The network behind this case,
简直让人匪夷所思。
This is unbelievable.
大家可能还记得江洪涛的堂哥，
Everyone may still remember Jiang Hongtao's cousin,
也就是小儿子的生父，
The father of the little boy,
曾经把自己名下位于淄博张店区，
Once it was located in Zhangdian District, Zibo,
面积200多平，
Area of over 200 square meters,
价值约300万的豪宅，
A property worth approximately $3 million,
直接无偿赠与并登记在了当时还未成年的小儿子个人名下。最让人看不懂的操作来了。
The fact that it was directly and gratuitously transferred and registered in my underage son's name is the most incomprehensible.
江洪涛及其代理律师在接受采访时表示，
Jiang Hongtao and his lawyer stated in an interview that
江洪涛的堂嫂突然作为原告，
Jiang Hongtao's aunt suddenly became the plaintiff.
把堂哥江洪涛的前妻以及大儿子一并告上了法庭。
To her ex-husband and son, Jiang Hongtao, in court.
很多人，也包括我，一开始以为堂嫂是想要回堂哥送给小儿子的这套张店区的豪宅。
Many people, including myself, initially thought that my aunt was trying to get back the mansion that my cousin had given to his son, Jiang Dianc.
但事实完全不是这样。
But the facts are completely different.
堂嫂这次起诉要求返还的竟然是江洪涛赠给大儿子的那套恒生。
The aunt in law sued this time, demanding the return of the set of Hensheng that Jiang Hongtao had gifted to the eldest son.
未来城的房产。
Future City Real Estate.
堂嫂的理由是江洪涛前妻当初买这套环台县房子时，
The reason given by the aunt was that Jane Huntow's ex-wife had bought the house in Huantai County originally.
大部分资金是江洪涛的堂哥转账提供的。
Most of the funds were provided by the transfer of Jiang Hongtao's cousin.
这里就出现了一个巨大的逻辑漏洞。
This is where a huge logical flaw arises.
也是江洪涛在采访中直言被算计的核心点。
This is also the core point that Jiang Hongtao directly admitted to being calculated in the interview.
大家想一想。
Everyone, think about it.
银行流水这种私密性极强的证据，通常只能由当事人自己去银行打印。
Bank statements, which are highly confidential documents, are usually only accessible to the account holder themselves, who can print them from the bank.
或者由法院出具调查令去调取。
Or obtain a warrant from the court to investigate.
但在这个案子里。
But in this case,
唐嫂作为原告,
as the original plaintiff,
手里却拿着大量被告,
in hand, however, he held a large number of defendants,
也就是她老公江洪涛的堂哥提供的银行流水,
that is the bank statement provided by her husband, Jiang Hongtao's cousin.
这就引出了一个非常可怕的推测。
This leads to a very frightening speculation.
原告是堂嫂,
the plaintiff is the aunt of the defendant.
被告之一是堂哥,
the defendant is one of the cousins.
结果原告的证据却是被告提供的。
The evidence presented by the plaintiff was actually provided by the defendant.
如果媒体报道和江洪涛代理人的说法属实,
if the reports in the media and the statements of Jiang Hongtao's agent are true,
这在法律上极有可能涉嫌原被告恶意串通进行虚假诉讼。
This is highly likely to be a case of malicious collusion between the plaintiff and the defendant to commit false claims.
这哪里是打官司?
Where is this a lawsuit?
这分明就是一场精心设计的左右互搏。
This is clearly a carefully orchestrated tug of war.
目的就是为了把水搅浑。
The purpose is to stir up the water.
进一步争夺江洪涛的合法财产。
Further seize Jiang Hongtao's legitimate property.
在这里我要先叠个假。
Here, I want to start with a lie.
作为一名在法律行业摸爬滚打了20多年的老律师。
As a lawyer with over 20 years of experience in the legal industry,
以下分析,
the following analysis,
仅仅是我,
just me,
作为一名法律人,
as a lawyer,
在听到媒体采访和案件事实后,
after hearing the media interview and the facts of the case,
基于职业敏感产生的第一反应和逻辑推演,
based on the first reaction and logical reasoning generated from professional sensitivity.
接下来的这两点策略,
the following two strategies.
纯属我个人的观点,
this is just my personal opinion.
不代表也不针对任何一方,
not representing or targeting any party.
也不构成正式的法律意见,
this does not constitute legal advice.
如果我是江洪涛的代理律师,
if I were Jiang Hongtao's lawyer,
我会聚焦以下两个突破口。
I will focus on the following two breakthroughs.
仅供大家参考。
For reference only.
第一,
first,
反向利用证据，主张漠视同意。
Exploiting evidence in reverse to claim lack of consent.
彻底瓦解对方的返还请求权,
completely eliminate the other party's right of recourse.
这是一个非常精彩的逻辑,
this is a very insightful argument.
反杀点,
counterpoint.
既然堂嫂作为原告,
since the aunt is the plaintiff,
能够拿出堂哥当年转账给前妻的完整银行流水,
I can provide the complete bank statement showing that my cousin transferred money to his ex-wife.
这恰恰反向证明了当年堂哥在向外转移这笔巨额资金时。
This directly proves that when my grandfather transferred this huge sum of money abroad,
堂嫂是完全知情。
The aunt was fully aware.
甚至是默许同意的。根据民法典的相关精神。
Even if it is tacitly approved by the relevant provisions of the civil code,
夫妻一方非因日常生活需要处分共同财产时。
When one spouse does not dispose of joint property for the purpose of daily living,
如果另一方知情且未表示反对。
If the other party is aware and has not objected,
甚至配合提供资金。
Even providing funds,
在法律上往往会被视为漠视。
Often considered to be a violation of the law.
同意。
Okay.
你现在能拿出流水来当证据。
You can now produce a flow of water as evidence.
说明你当初早就清楚这笔钱去哪儿了。
Explain that you already knew where the money was going.
既然当初默认了赠与，现在房子升值了。
Since the house has appreciated in value since the initial donation.
或者家庭闹翻了。
Or the family is in a mess.
你再来主张不知情。
You are claiming ignorance again.
无权处分，要求返还。
Demanding the return of the confiscated property.
这明显违背了民法中的禁反言语。
This obviously violates the principle of contra bonis propria as in civil law.
原则和诚实信用原则。
Principles and honesty and integrity principles.
这里我必须给大家科普一个具体的法律规定来支撑我这个观点。
Here, I need to explain a specific legal provision to support my point of view.
法律上有一个非常核心的规则。
There is a very core rule in law.
叫做自认规则。
Called self-assessment rules.
根据最高人民法院关于适用中华人民共和国民事诉讼法的解释第92条明确规定。
According to the 922nd article of the Interpretation of the Civil Procedure Law of the People's Republic of China, as clarified by the Supreme People's Court,
一方当事人在法庭审理中对于己不利的事实明确表示承认的，另一方当事人无需举证证明。什么意思呢？
What does it mean for the other party not to need to provide evidence if one party clearly admits to unfavorable facts in court?
堂嫂为了打赢官司
To win the lawsuit, her aunt did everything she could.
主动提交了这份流水
Submitted the report.
这在法律上其实构成了对自己不利的自认。
This actually constitutes self-incrimination from a legal perspective.
因为你提交证据，证明了你知情。
Because you have provided evidence that you were aware.
那你现在再说自己不知情。
Then you say you didn't know.
就是前后矛盾。
It's contradictory.
法律不允许这种既要又要的行为。
The law does not allow such a situation where one must choose between two options.
当初早干嘛去了？
What did I do in the early days?
现在才来当受害者，这个逻辑漏洞。
The logic flaw of only now becoming a victim.
足以让堂嫂的诉求站不住脚。
Enough to make Tang's demands untenable.
这也是我在之前的视频中反复强调的，作为律师审查证据的基本素养。
This is also something I have repeatedly emphasized in my previous videos, the basic qualifications of a lawyer reviewing evidence.
为什么一定要严把证据关
？Why is it necessary to strictly control the evidence?
为什么还有对自己不利的证据要谨慎提交
？Why should there be?Evidence that is detrimental to oneself that should be carefully submitted.
这 就是最根本的原因。
This is the fundamental reason.
第二
Second,
要求法院对证据来源进行严格审查。
Require the court to strictly review the source of evidence.
深挖虚假诉讼的嫌疑。
Investigate the suspicion of fraudulent lawsuits.
江洪涛的律师应当当庭质询他。
Jian Hongtao's lawyer should question him in court.
唐嫂。
And
要求其说明这些银行流水的合法获取途径。
Request them to explain the legal ways these banks obtain their liquidity.
如果是堂哥私下提供
，If privately provided by a cousin，
那么原被告双方这种原告拿被告证据告被告的怪异行为本身就严重违背常理。
So the fact that the plaintiff sues the defendant for the defendant's bizarre behavior, with the plaintiff providing evidence against the defendant, is itself a serious violation of common sense.
这不仅是简单的民事纠纷。
This is not just a simple civil dispute.
更高度涉嫌双方恶意串通。
This is suspected of being a deliberate conspiracy between both parties.
通过捏造事实
by fabricating facts,
提起虚假诉讼，意图
mentioning the intention of false claims,
侵害案外人江洪涛的合法权益
violate the legitimate rights of the victim, Jiang Hongtao.
一旦法院认定
once the court has ruled,
双方存在这种恶意
Both parties have this malicious intent.
不仅诉讼请求会被驳回
Not only will the claim be rejected,
他们还可能面临罚款
They may also face fines,
拘留等法律制裁
Detention and other legal sanctions.
当然
Of course,
以上只是我个人
This is just my personal opinion.
基于现有媒体披露信息的个人推测，案件的最终结论。
Based on the final conclusion of the case, which is based on the information disclosed by the media and the personal speculation,
请大家务必以法院的生效判决为准。
Please refer to the court's final judgment for reference.
我是珊珊。
I am Shenshen.
相信法律不会保护。
I don't believe the law will protect me.
明知
knowing,
却装睡的人也不会纵容左手倒右手的算计。
But people who pretend to sleep will not allow others to scheme left and right.
本视频是本人原创。
This video is original content created by me.
原声真人出镜的视频不含 AI 制作
Original video with real people appearing without AI generated content
不是数字人
Not a digital person Do you know if the embrace has seen the world? Dad, can you please stop playing ocean music when I get home from school? Are you missing something? You are awesome. This is also a video that is difficult to make. Not my proof.Who are me? How are you?